for our almost New Year's Eve episode of Aliens Explored, we will be delving into the life and times of a certain Brandon Fugel, the multi-millionaire property developer and once anonymous purchaser of the notorious Skinwalker Ranch. What are his intentions with that particular piece of real estate? Check out our Patreon on patreon.com/aliensexplored, where, for the measly sum of £2 sterling a month, you can help to support our ongoing mission to make the unidentified identified.
Aliens Explored is a weekly podcast exploring famous and obscure cases of UFO sightings, alien abductions, and other strange events from both a believing and a skeptical perspective, whilst keeping an open mind. I'm Stu Jackson, a professional actor and amateur ufologist with a particular interest in the crop circle phenomenon. I'll be debating that otherworldly visitations are real. The truth is out there.
And I'm Neil Kelly. I'm a professional actor as well and used to work for the military as an intelligence analyst. I'll be arguing from a more doubtful point of view. I mean, it's all a bit far-fetched, isn't it?
Welcome back, viewers and listeners, to Aliens Explored, your weekly podcast looking at aliens, the craft that they arrive in, the people they interact with, the people who study them, and all sorts of things, really. So, welcome to the last episode of 2023. There will be more in 2024. I am one of your hosts, Stu Jackson.
And I'm your other host, Neil Kelly. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, Neil. And, of course, Happy New Year to our viewers and listeners as well. Nearly the end. I mean, it's not for us. We're still in October. But,
We've just done our Christmas episode, but that's the thing in this industry. You have to do things before time, don't you? The Christmas special recorded in the summer, that sort of thing.
Yeah, especially for us who have a very, very busy November and December with our seasonal work.
Well, I mean, there are some things that seem odd out of season. Like if you're recording a Christmas special in the summer or the autumn, that feels weird. If you're recording something summery, but in preparation for summer, so you're sort of somewhere freezing cold on a beach, but it happens to be a sunny day, and you're sat there in your shorts, and actually, you know, you've got a coat on right up until the director says and action, and then you have to pretend you're not cold. Yeah, that feels weird. Some things though, like Halloween. I mean, that's just basically horror themed, isn't it? That kind of goes,
yeah,
all year round. People who like Halloween like that sort of thing all year round. So.
That's true.
It's nice that it's acknowledged, but
have you ever done a Christmas advert or anything like that?
When I worked at the BBC, I did the Julian Clary Christmas show. Mm-hmm. I was, you know, because working at the BBC Television Centre, you could just go along and be in the audience to any of these shows. So I did the Julian Clary Christmas show, which was, yeah, I think it was September or October or something like that, and we all had to put on Christmas hats and things. Not so bad. I mean, it was way before Christmas.
Yeah, I did a few years ago. I was a stand-in, a double for quite a famous actor on a big Christmas. I've done a couple of Christmas adverts as it is, but yeah, they're usually filmed around June time.
Yeah.
Interesting. Anyway, speaking of interesting, our subject today is the current and most recent, I suppose, owner of Skinwalker Ranch, one of the most paranormal places on the planet, Brandon Fugel.
Brandon Fugard, and yeah, Skinwalker Ranch, of which he's been become the which he became the owner in 2016. That's there's a TV series. Is it on the History Channel? The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch.
It depends which country you're in or which channel you watch it on, but it's either The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch or The Curse of Skinwalker Ranch. They're both the same show, just with different titles. Yeah, I'm watching it avidly. We got season four is currently running as we're recording in the UK. Really fascinating stuff that's going on. Scientific experiments.
And it's not repeating itself over and over. It's...
Each episode does that. It's a thing you get. I've noticed with American TV, they tell you what's coming up, and then they'll tell you what's happened. Then they'll tell you what's coming up, and then they'll do the thing. Then they'll tell you what happened in that bit that just happened. And
yeah,
what's coming up in the next bit, and then they'll recap it again. Here's what's already happened, and here's what's coming up.
I'd never seen anything like it when I was in Florida in about 1998, something like that. And watching this nature show on TV, and of course there's a commercial break every couple of minutes. And it was coming up after the break, it will be this. And then as soon as you're back after the break, just before the break, we saw this, that, and the other, and then we're going to look at this. So most of the show was either telling you what you've seen already or what you're about to see. So the content for an hour-long show, I mean, it filled an hour, but that's with commercial breaks. There's probably about 10 minutes worth in there.
Yeah.
In total. Yeah. That's how they can pad it out. And after a while, you think, I'm really wasting my time. I'm just watching the same stuff over and over. I mean, maybe it's... My girlfriend at the time, Anne, told me that the way I watched television was weird. She thought I was weird, that I would basically... I would know what time a programme was on, and I would either record it in advance and then look at the tape later, back in the days of videotapes, or I would think, oh, so-and-so's on, and I'd switch the television on and watch that thing, and then I'd switch the television off. And she'd say, that's really weird. I mean, what most normal people do is they come home and they put the telly on in the front room, and then they go in the bedroom and they put the telly on there, and then they go in the kitchen and put the telly on there, and it's not like putting the radio on, except there's a picture.
I'll be honest, I do that. I'm one for having stuff, but I'll do that with things that I've... Now, we're in the days of streaming, of course, but I'll do that for things I've already watched. I'll have... It's company, because I live on my own, you know? Anyway.
I'm quite picky about the company I keep, you know? I don't let anyone in my front room.
Indeed. So Skinwalker Ranch as a series is very much like that, but the core bit of content that you do get is really interesting. I personally recommend it. It's not an endorsement from Aliens Explored. It's a personal recommendation from Stu.
So it is watchable over a long period of time.
If you're particularly annoyed by recaps, you might get annoyed by it. But I find it interesting anyway.
Now this Brandon Fugel guy, who bought Skinwalker Ranch, I found it difficult to really find anything out about him. I mean, there are plenty of puff pieces telling you how much he's worth, how many hundreds of millions of dollars he's worth, that he owns.
Estimated $350 million.
Yeah.
His net worth.
He owns a company. Yeah. He also has a really cool car and owns aerodynamic jets. And also he owns lots of...
Several cool cars. He's got Lamborghinis,
I bet he does, if he's worth
$350
million.
Jaguars. Yeah. You're going to go on to his movie memorabilia. Information dumping on this show. You do everything all at once rather than, here's a bit, let's talk about that. Here's another bit, let's do...
But what I can't find is anything really...
Okay.
You know, it all seems puff pieces. It all seems like he's, you know, that bit on your CV when you say, I'm a highly motivated team player, blah 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 river. It's all that sort of stuff. It's basically his LinkedIn profile spread across hundreds of websites.
Well, I can tell you he's 50 years old, he's same age as me, a few months younger, is all.
Considerably richer.
He's certainly a lot richer. He comes from a place, I had to look up the name, at Pleasant Grove in Utah.
Okay.
Utah, of course, is where Skinwalker Ranch is itself. But yeah, Pleasant Grove, it's a, you know, had a blue collar upbringing, middle class upbringing. He's from a Mormon family, or Church of the Latter-day Saints, whichever term you prefer. He's had an interest in UFOs and kind of like the bigger questions of existence, like from quite an early age. Mm-hmm. However, he has kept it quite not secret, but he's never really made a thing about it until he buys Skinwalker Ranch, and part of the reason he's observed something we actually were discussing off air a little bit, the ridicule that people get from researching and taking things seriously in ufology, because he is quite a prominent businessman. Yeah, I suppose he's not kept it under wraps, but just not made a thing of it. Until
it was under wraps for a long time, wasn't it? It was owned by a shell company at first. When it was bought up in 2016.
So I'm talking about his interest in ufology.
Yeah, I'm talking about he kept his ownership of Skinwalker Ranch a secret for a while, didn't he?
Yes. Initially, when he first bought it, he didn't sort of come forward and say, "Yes, I bought this thing." He's kept it kind of undercover until now. It's out there, and I suppose at his level of wealth, level of success, it doesn't really matter anymore. People could laugh at him as much as they want, and you know,
well,
not likely to be as rich as him.
He made his fortune as a real estate developer, so
yes,
buying a piece of territory, especially a piece of territory with a history, would just mm-hmm. seem like an investment.
Has he
said what he's going to do with it? Or,
well, interestingly, Skinwalker Ranch kind of goes against his normal MO for his business ventures. So yes, he would buy land or property and then
build on it.
You know, he's built skyscrapers. That's his business. Buying land and building upwards. Skinwalker Ranch is the opposite. He's not building on it, and quite the opposite. This is, you know, he's bought it specifically for the scientific investigations that he can do.
So what scientific investigations is he doing?
This is where he's brought in a team of experts. So, worth mentioning, with Skinwalker Ranch, it was previously owned by Robert Bigelow.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Bigelow started doing some scientific research into the paranormal events that had reportedly happened there. And Skinwalker Ranch is one of the most active paranormal hotspots on the planet. It's named Skinwalker Ranch. It was originally the Sherman Ranch, because it was owned by the Sherman family. But it became known as the Skinwalker Ranch because of reports of these beings called skinwalkers, or shapeshifters. You might know them as, or you know, werewolves even.
And are they from Native American mythology, these skinwalkers?
This is a Native American area, definitely, the Utah Basin.
He hasn't driven a load of Native Americans off their reservation, has he, in order to
Well, the legend goes that there were two tribes in the area, excuse me, one of which they were fighting with each other, and one cursed the other one, and that's how you ended up with this particular area with all these problems. But UFOs, cattle mutilations, hauntings, big cats being seen about, or all kind of weird creatures. The only thing I can think of that's not been categorised there is crop circles.
Is that because there's no crops, because it's out in the desert?
That could well be it. Robert Bigelow... Go on.
So, just to get the chronology right, the Sherman family had it as a working ranch,
yes,
arable land or whatever, and then there were these strange happenings.
There have been strange happenings happening for hundreds of years on the land,
but is that what drove them? Did they sell up because of that?
Yes,
they sold it to Robert Bigelow.
They were frightened away, basically.
And then was Robert Bigelow in turn frightened away?
No, Robert Bigelow started conducting some experiments himself. He invited I think it was the senator at the time. I don't know the name of the senator, but he invited the local senator to have a look. Next thing you know, Robert Bigelow is heading up NIDS, the National Institute of Defence Studies. The military are brought into Skinwalker Ranch to carry on with these studies, but everything is 100% top secret. No information about any of these studies has ever come out.
Right. So, but you know that there were studies, so they weren't that top secret.
Well, we know that the studies existed. I mean, this is not a top secret location. The fact he started the studies and the military comes in. Some military people have come forward and said, you know, that, well, we know that they worked on the ranch during that time, conducting the studies. They can't talk about the results of things, obviously, they can say that they were there. So I'm saying top. I'm using the term top secret incorrectly, no doubt. But certainly what tests were conducted and what the results of those tests were is hidden information. The government has not classified that.
Okay. Yeah,
classified. And then Robert Bigelow invites Brandon Fugal to a meeting and basically ask him if he wants to buy Skinwalker Ranch. And he does. And he starts assembling a team of people to investigate the ranch.
Is that because Robert Bigelow had completed all the studies he could think of to complete and was no longer interested, or he just wanted to move on, or he'd had a real scare, or
that is unknown.
That is all unknown.
That is all unknown. But I think it was 7 years Robert Bigelow owned it for.
Okay.
I don't think he was actively there himself, so I think it's unlikely that he had a scare.
It was an asset in his portfolio.
Yeah.
Which was making him money from were the people from doing the studies paying him for access? Or?
Well, certainly the government was paying him a lot to head up. I'm calling it NIDS. I'm sure it's NIDS, the National Institute for Defence Studies. Yeah, so yes, there was certainly the government were paying him and would have been paying him very well.
Okay.
Now, we do know there were some artifacts that were found at the ranch that have been removed during that time, and we've no idea where they are or what they are. They discovered a series of rods, for example. Only smallish pieces, but metallic rods sort of dotted around the property. That all it's very vague, but I've heard that they had some unusual properties to them. Anyway, they've disappeared, but there are photographs of them still kicking about.
Okay, I'm looking at this article that says, and the headline is, "Who is Brandon Fugal, the mysterious owner of Skinwalker Ranch?" So, what's mysterious about him?
Well, at the time when he bought it, you know, obviously very, very well known in business, but not so much in the public eye. You know, like in London, there'll be people who, you know, build skyscrapers and, you know, the people who own the land of Canary Wharf, for example. Mm. I wouldn't know their name. So they'd be quite mysterious, you know.
Okay.
That's the thing. You get a lot of these things, you know. There's emotive language used. So, so I like to stick to as many facts as possible. So yeah, he's pulled together this team, and one of the key scientific observers is Dr. Travis Taylor, who we've talked about quite recently, in fact.
Yes, yeah.
When did we talk about Travis Taylor? When we talked about the 1.6 gigahertz radio frequency a couple of episodes ago. We mentioned Dr. Travis Taylor and Skinwalker Ranch, of course. Now, one thing I find that I struggle a little bit with. I don't think there's any ulterior motive or anything concerning about it, but it also... So, Brandon Fugal, like I said, he's a Mormon. Fine, no problem with that. But all his team, except for Dr. Travis Taylor, are Mormons.
Mormons do that, don't they? They tend to recruit Mormons.
I struggle with that a little bit for a venture such as this, because whilst, and certainly watching the programme, the people seem to be skilled at what they're doing. You know, they seem to know what they're on. But does it mean that they're necessarily the best people for that role, or is it just that they happen to be Mormon, so that's why they were picked?
And if they are Mormons, do they carry certain shared beliefs, things that cannot be questioned, things that they absolutely believe, and that there's going to be a bias to any of their findings?
Ah, now that is an interesting question that has been asked, not of Brandon directly that I'm aware, but kind of in the general community. And from what I understand with the Mormon religion, it doesn't kind of the idea or the concept of there potentially being aliens or UFOs does not contradict like science. From what I understand, and perhaps any of our viewers or listeners can correct me if I'm wrong about this, but the Mormon faith teaches that there is spiritual truth and then scientific truth, and the two don't necessarily have to sit connected. So
even if one contradicts the other, that they can, you can hold both ideas at the same time and not worry is it called the dual brain phenomenon, that the scientists and doctors can be deeply religious, and even though their scientific knowledge would contradict a lot of their religious beliefs, potentially, that it doesn't happen. They just keep them separate.
Yeah, that's one side of it, but I think it's more kind of in Mormonism that science is just a route for the spiritual to come. As I understand it, they don't contradict each other. They can sit quite happily side by side.
Right. So Brendan Fugal has, obviously, he's independently wealthy, He's not answerable to shareholders or to a bank or whatever. He's got his own money that he can buy something like Skinwalker Ranch with. He doesn't have to justify it financially to anyone. He doesn't. Yeah, if you needed to borrow money from a bank, you would have to. You would have to show why it was worth whatever you were going to pay for it. He obviously doesn't have to do any of that. So yeah, you could say his reasons for buying it are mysterious, and he doesn't have to divulge them because no one else is facing any kind of financial exposure over it. Does it say how many? I mean, it says about his movie memorabilia that he owns the Arnold Schwarzenegger's Terminator leather jacket and the robe worn by Marlon Brando in Superman. Does it say how many wives he's got?
One.
Just one wife.
One wife.
Okay. He's allowed more, though, isn't he?
He can have don't know enough about Mormonism to...
That's comment. What I understood. They're polyamorous or...
Okay.
Polygamous.
I mean, I know people who are polyamorous. Who are not Mormon, so yeah.
Well, any young man who gets the chance to be with opportunity will be polyamorous.
I think the polyamorous people I know would be offended at that, so we don't want to offend people. No, because that's an implication. Anyway, an interesting guy. He seems when you watch interviews of him, he seems quite genuine, quite considered, quite grounded.
Plausible.
In what he does. I definitely get the overwhelming sense that he's doing this, you know, and I'm certain he's invited the cameras from the History Channel in to film all this to offset the cost of the scientific investigations ongoing. Because he's still a businessman. At the end of the day, you don't get rich by spending it. I sense that he's very, very genuine about what he does.
And does the TV or the Netflix? It's a History Channel, isn't it? It's the Secret of Skinwalker Ranch. Does it delve into? I mean, it says he invests in a lot of cutting-edge technology. Is he using Skinwalker Ranch as a test bed or...?
No, nothing of that nature. No, his investments... there have been quite a lot in sort of medical, in cutting-edge technologies, as you say. It's things like the creation of devices that can... analyze blood samples like instantly. He did at one point invest in an anti-gravitational exotic technologies thing that didn't go anywhere. This is not well, it certainly wouldn't appear to be him using Skinwalker Ranch in that way at all. In fact, when watching the programme, he tends to sit back quite away from it. They'll report to him periodically, but essentially the team are, you know, left to get on with it, come up with their own experiments, decide what they're doing. Obviously, they need to get permission off him if, for example, they want to go drilling or digging or anything like that. But generally speaking, they're left to their own devices.
And is Skinwalker Ranch still a working ranch? Is it still... Was it cattle? I mean, there was mention of a dead cow.
Do have cattle on there, but I don't think it's a working ranch in the traditional sense.
They just leave a few cows around to see if they get mutilated or tractor beamed up to a flying saucer or...
Sounds bizarre, but I would say not quite that. They have had experiences where they brought in animals that have been attacked, and that's happened whilst the filming has taken place. There was a cow that just dropped dead suddenly for no reason whatsoever, and at the time it dropped dead, there was a UFO that appeared above it.
Wow.
It's a really interesting program. Really interesting program. So yeah,
have we talked about any cases of people dropping dead when a UFO appears in the sky? Has that happened to anyone?
Not that I'm aware of, but there have been some people having spontaneous medical issues, some quite severe medical issues, including radiation burns at Skinwalker Ranch during this television show.
Well, has anyone ever had a positive UFO abduction experience that they've come back to, they've woken up the next day with all their medical problems fixed and feeling 10 years younger, and they live for much, much longer than, and have
well, have all sorts of abilities? I would say more esoteric positive experiences, absolutely. There are those who claim to have been abducted who claim it as a positive experience, kind of emotionally, spiritually.
Yeah,
that does happen. That does happen.
But none of this, we can fix your diabetes, we can fix your kidneys, we can fix your heart condition.
Do you know what? That's something that's worth looking into.
I'm thinking
I can't
that,
answer that readily.
I think it was. Is it the first Star Trek movie where they're on Earth and they're going through a hospital and Dr. McCoy sees a patient sitting there and says, "What are you here for?" And they say, "I'm waiting for kidney dialysis." And he says, "What is this? The Dark Ages?" And gives them a tablet, and that's it. They're fixed. You know, something like that.
This won't surprise you, Neil, but I can go into some detail about it. It wasn't the first Star Trek movie. It was the fourth Star Trek movie, The Voyage Home.
Okay.
When they need to go into the hospital to rescue Chekhov, who was on board the Enterprise, the naval nuclear-powered ship.
Okay.
And he fell whilst being chased and was unconscious and had,
It wasn't damage. The one where they had to beam a whale aboard the Enterprise.
That's
Earth.
The one.
Is it? Okay.
That's the very one. Yes. The one with the whales.
I saw it in the cinema.
Anyway, there we go. That's, that's Brandon Fugal. Be really interested to hear what our listeners and viewers think of him, and you know, let us know, do you watch The Curse of Skinwalker Ranch or The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch, depending where you are in the world and what channel you're watching on? Do you watch it? What do you think of it? Let us know via the usual means. You can contact us through email, aliensexplored@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, or by searching Aliens Explored. Or if you're one of our Patreon subscribers, you get exclusive access to our Discord server, where you can chat to like-minded people, or sometimes people who disagree with you, nicely and friendly, has to be said. So you can do all those things. Links, as ever, are below. Join us next year, though, when we'll be going back and talking about Vimanas, and were they in fact ancient spacecraft? So you don't want to miss that one. In the meantime, keep watching these TV shows about, you know, extraterrestrials
stuff,
and
about
UFOs
stuff
and things about stuff. And of course, keep watching the skies. Take care for now.
Catch you next time. Bye bye.
Oh, Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year, yes.
Aliens Explored is a Feagle Films production in association with Juicy Falls. Music by Darren Mafucci and editing by Stu Jackson. Find us on Twitter and Facebook by searching Aliens Explored or visit aliensexplored.com.